tosom ki yom rehevino bahadei shafkinula. In the case of the Baal Mishnah, if she says she could take it, I'll stay married to my husband, we let her stay married. But if they live 10 years without children, even though she says she wants to still stay married to him, we don't let him, other rabbi, we force them to give a get in order they should be able to have children. But we said, we don't give a get in such cases. Even though they live 10 years without children, still they stay married. Mishnah says the case of a mukashchin where the husband has boils. Even though she says she wants to stay married to him, the law for is law. We don't let them stay married. It's not like we're under our Mishnah. That the reason why we tell him to give a get is for his own sake. He shouldn't like ruin himself. So you see, even though she says she wants to stay married, we say, so what? You have to give a get. So you see, our Mishnah is also talking about cases where they're not allowed to stay married together. So if so, why didn't the Mishnah say the case here also of 10 years without children? So Gemara says, no, hosom ki yomer darina badei b'sadi shafkinin lo, where the husband has mukashchin. So true, it's no good to have tashmish. But if she says, I want to stay married, and I will always have edim, in other words, we'll never have yichud together, it's okay. Mashenk and hoch over here, where they have no children, afagav di yomer darina badei b'sadi lo shafkinin lo. Even though she says, I want to stay married to my husband, and I will stay with edim, we don't let them stay, because here it's halacha that he has to give a get, mikra din, because we want him to have children. So that's why this is a bigger chomadik halacha of not having children after 10 years. That's why our Mishnah does not say it. Our Mishnah only talks about cases that it's possible for her to stay married to him. Even by a mukashchin, if she says she'll only have edim, that she'll never like live with her husband, you'll always be together with somebody else. But in the case where they live 10 years without children, that's a lock that will be forced husband to give a get. There's no way out. That's why our Mishnah doesn't say that case. Tanya will learn like this. Omar Rabbi Yossi, Sachli Zochen Echad, an older person told me, Sachli Zochen Echad, Mianshe Rishlayim, that Eskrim V'yabo Mukashchin Hen. There are 24 different type of Mukashchin of boils you could have. For kulu namr chachomim, and all, any person that has a mukashchin, chachom say, tashmish koshalhen. It's very harmful for them to live with their wives. Well, bali rosin, some that has this type of a mukashchin called bali rosin, Rashi says it means a sheretz yeshtav moichai. It means he has the bug in his head, in his brain there's a bug there. I don't know what it has to do with mukashchin, but that's called this type of mukashchin of bali rosin. So now the Gemara says, kosher mikulun, that's the worst type of a mukashchin. Mer says, with my heavy, why did this happen? Why does somebody get the sickness as Bali Rosen? Tatani will not like this. Hey kids, dumb, if a man has bloodletting, let some blood out. Fishimish, then he lives with his wife. Right away, it's a sakon and heavy blood born of a sikin. He's going to have weak children. Rashi says, Choloshim, the kids will be very weak. Hey kizushne, let's say both him and his wife both let out blood. And then Vishimsha, they live together, heavily born in Bali Rosin, then they're going to have children, they'll have this mukashchin of Bali Rosin. Amarav Papa, Loyamorna, Loytoye Midi. If they didn't eat anything after they had the bloodletting, Avotoye Midi, if they taste something, less lungbo, then there's no sakona. The more of my simna, what's the simna? How do we know who has this type of mukashchin? Dolphin Eina, his eyes always drip. Fedaiva Nechira, his nose always drips. For Yaisleriru Mipume, and his mouth saliva always drips out. For Rami died of Yalayu, and bugs, flies are always flying around him. So that's how we know this person has a type of a mukashchin called Balarosin. For the Gemara Maya Susei, how do we cure him? What's the cure if somebody has the sickness already? How do we cure him? So Gemara says, Amura Papa, you have to bring these different type of herbs together. Pili, Rashi says, Ace of a type of a grass. Veludna, another type of a grass. Girda, another one. The Girda the Aguzet, Rashi says, Klippi Eitz Egois, the bark of a tree or nut tree. The Girda the Ashva, Rashi says, Mashagurim in Or, what you scrape off from the skin. Or Klila Malka, Rashi says, Chabatelis, another type of a food. Or Maschola the Dikla, Sumka, Rashi says, Shomer, Sheesh Lem the Tamorim Bekat Nusa, and Kain Sheesh the Gazultanim, the watch that's around the young of dates. Yeah, now the shortly have to take all these things together, the shortlak lu, and cook it together. Badi ador, they cook them all up together. Or milo le base to the shisha, now bring it into a marble house. Viloika base the shisha. If you don't have a marble house around, Mailele Besa, bring it into a house, Tishev Livni Levesa. That the walls are made from seven layers of bricks, and it's a very wide wall. Rashi Shakosal have a very thick wall, Shivul of Onam Zaytozer. It's seven bricks one after another. That's how wide the wall is. The kids are bring this stuff into this house, via Shiv Livni Vyarecha, Vinotole plus Meyakosi. Take 300 cups of this medicine, like Al Rashi, pour it on top of the guy's head. The Rafi Arisa, the Mucha, and told by where his brains are, the skin gets very soft. The kids are softened his head by the brains. Now when the skin is very soft there, the Korila Mucha, and now make an operation there, cut open his brains. Umaisi Arba Tarfi the Asa, and bring four different leaves, from Asa, of myrtle leaves. Umadle Kochad Kari, and pick up one leg at a time. Trashi Magvila Raglano Magvia Raglish Asherets. Pick up now, and as when you cut open his head and you see this bug in his head in the brains, pick up one foot. O Moshev Ola Tachas Raglai, and put this leaf underneath his foot. Rashi said, Dimlo Yasim Kane, if you don't do this, like a Shiyasa Begufalitli, you know it's Siporna Bemoichoi, Viyika Vesakrum, because if you don't do this, if you don't put the leaf underneath the bug's foot, when you come to pull him out, he'll tighten his feet like, it'll hurt him. Therefore, the answer is put a leaf underneath his leg. And then take him out, pull him out with the tweezers. And burn him up right away, this bug. If you don't burn him up right away, he'll come back to you. That's the answer how you get this bug out of the guy's brains. So the Mara Machriz Rab Yechim, Yechim Meir Achrozimin announced that Hizuru Mezuzay Shabali Rosen. We said this Bali Rosen has flies flying around him. So he said people should watch out for those flies. Mashma, when they have the sickness, stay away from them. Rabbi Zera Leheve Yosef Bezika. Rabbi Zera never sat near anybody, Rashi B'makam, Shenosh Ruchachas Ashneim. He never sat like in one wind that would blow upon a person that has this Bali Rosen in him. Again, he didn't want to get sick. Rabbi Lozal Ayel Biyole never went into a tent of a person that had the sickness. Rabbi Ami Rabasli, Rabbi Achli Mibeya, Tiyumavli. They wouldn't eat even the eggs that came out of such a street that the Bala Rosa lived on. Now, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Gemara says, Michrechbu, he used to work with them. Shrashi Nidva Keslam, he used to go near them. When? Bishur Shaisik with her when he was learning Torah. O Mashiv and Etzloi, O Muftachu, Shetegen HaTorah Lov Lo Yizuk. Rashi says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi has bitachon, his learning of his Torah would protect him. While he's learning the Torah, he wouldn't get harmed from this Balarosan. So you stack nice to them. So Michrach Bu used to go sit next to them, but Viyosik b'Torah. Omar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, the Pasuk says, Ayeles uvim v'yalas chen, by learning Torah bring chen upon you. In chen malal alemdeo, if the Torah brings chen upon people that learn it, eguna lemigna won't for sure protect me from the sickness. So he wasn't afraid, he used to be nice to these sick people. The Mora says, ki hevi shochiv, when Yeshua ben Levi was about to die, is Omar le'la malach amavis, in Shemayim they told the malach amavis, Zil Ovid Le'Rusei, go down to Yeshua ben Levi and do whatever he wants from you. Is Ozol is Chazalei, so Malach HaMavis showed himself in front of Yeshua ben Levi. Omalei Achvili Duchtoi, so Yeshua ben Levi says, show me my place, Rashi says, Hodichenu L'Gan Eden, Vareini Mekoimi. Yeshua ben Levi asked the Malach HaMavis, please take me up to Gan Eden, I want to see my place there when I'm still alive. Omalei L'Chaye, so Malach HaMavis says, okay. Omalei, so Rabbi Shua ben Levi told the Malach HaMavis, Havli Sakincha, but give me your knife. Because Dilma Mevosali Biurcha, maybe you'll scare me on the way and kill me on the way. So the first thing he did was he took away the knife from the Malach HaMavis. Is Yoivin Alei, the Malach HaMavis gave the knife over to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So the kids are now the Malach HaMavis is taking Rabbi Shua ben Levi upstairs to Gan Eden. It's Kimotel Hossam when they got there, Delayo, Komach Vilei, like Delay, the Malach HaMavis like picked him up, and Komachvile showed him his place in Gan Eden. So Yeshua ben Levi did is Shavar, he jumped over, Nofalu Gisa, he fell on the other side, he jumped into Gan Eden. Nakte Bekana the Glima, and he held the hold of his corner of his clothing, and normally he said like this, Bishvuosod Layasina, I swear I won't come out of here. That's what Yeshua ben Levi said. Izama Kutcher Bruchu, the Rabbanu Shel Olam said, Yisha Shel Ashvosa Nahadir, Eloi Loi Nahadir. So Rashi says it means that if he ever made a shvu on this world and was shoyel, was matir a neder, will also be matir his neder, will make him come out. But if he never made a shvu, then mashm neibush was masking to let him stay here. And that's what happened. Is Omar lay, so why says he stood there? So the Malachim Avos said to him, Omar lay, have li sakina, but I call upon him, give me back my knife. For he had to yoiv lay. He was sure but didn't want to give him back his knife. Is Novka Baskla, Baskla went out to Yomalei and told him, Hav Nalei, give him back his knife. The Misvoy Libriyosa, he needs it for the other people. That's the Malachim Avos, he needs his knife to kill people with it. So Mora says now, Machrez Elio Kanei, Elio announced in front of him, Poni Mokan Abalavoi, Poni Mokan Abalavoi, make place for Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Levi's son. Ozel Ashkechel Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi, Tevi Yosef Atlas Osar Taktiki, Pisa. He went and found Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi that was sitting on 13 like pillars of gold. That's what the Shimon ben Yochoi was sitting on. Is Omalei, so Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi asked him, Atu Balavoi, is it true? Are you the son of Levi? Omalei Hein, yes. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai asked him, Nirosa Keshes B'yomecha, did you ever see a rainbow in your times? In other words, a rainbow only comes when there are no tzaddikim. Kedlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy the world again, so the rainbow comes out, the sign that Hashem won't destroy the world. So he asked him, did you ever see a rainbow? Omer Lehein, so Rabbi Shimon ben Levi answered back, yes. In Cain, if so, Iyata Balavoy, then Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, you're not the son of Levi? Because if you'd be such a big tzaddik, the rainbow wouldn't have come. The Mora says, really was v'loihi. Really what happened was a rainbow never came. V'loihevi. Really it never happened. V'loihevi midi. Elisova loyachsek tivusel nashoi. He just didn't want to talk nice about himself. But this was the nice of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Then the Gemara says, now Rabbi Chanina bar Papa shushvinehevi. He was a friend of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Or Rashi says, Shushvin, Rashi says, oyevoy v'rogel etz l'malachim avos. The Malachim Avos is always used to a good friend of Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Is he have a konicha nash when he came to time for him to die? Omer le Malachim Avos, as Kadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachim Avos, zil avad le rusa. Go ask him Rabbi Chanina what he wants and do it. Is oz le gabes of the Malachim Avos went to Rabbi Chanina by Papa. He is chaz le he showed himself to him. Omer le so Papa said to Rabbi Chanina by Papa said to him, shavki tlosin yomi. Give me another 30 days to live. Adenahade talmudoi and let me review all my learnings. The Yamri, because they say, Ashri Mishabo Lekan, for Talmud Biyodai. It's good for the person that comes upstairs and has a learning in his hands. In other words, that knows everything. So he wants to chazer over for 30 days. So Shofka left him. Labosat Losin Yomni, after 30 days, Ozel is Chazilei, the Malachim Avos came back to him. Omalei, so the Rabbi Chanina said to him, Achvali Duchtoi, again, show me my place in Olam Haba. Omalei Lechai said, okay. Omalei, so Rabbi Chanina told the Malachim Avos, Havli sakincha, give me your knife. Dilma mevosli biyurcha, maybe you'll scare me and kill me on the way. Omalei, so Malachim Avos said to him, Ke chavrcha boyas lemevedli, you want to do just like your friend. Yeshua Malevi did, nothing doing. Omalei, so he said to him, I see Sefer Torah, bring me a Sefer Torah. Vichozi mi kemidi vikosu bevel delay kiyamti. See if there's anything in Sefer Torah that I didn't do. So Omalei, so Malachim Avos like said back to him, Mi ichrochus pebali rosan viyasta b'teira. Did you do like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi did? Do you wrap yourself, in other words, go near these people that have this mukash chinam bali rosan and learn Torah with them? Smash with this one thing you didn't have. The afilu achi, even so, the Gemara says kinoch nafshei. When he really died, when Rabbi Chanina bar Papa died, what happened was if sikla yamuda denura. A pillow of fire like came in front of him, made a separation between him and the whole world. Ogemirin, it was learned, Lemafsek Amuda Denura. This pillow of fire doesn't come in front of anybody, Elo Lechad Bador, only to one person in a generation. Or Letrain Bador, two people in a generation. In other words, it's only for big tzaddikim this happens to. Is Korv Lagabe Rebbe Alexandria. So Alexandria went near him when the fire was around him, and Omri said, let the fire go away. I say, Bishvil Kvay Chachomim. Take away the fire, Bishvil Chachomim. No, the fire didn't go away. In other words, Mistam, they wanted to make a hesped, and they wanted to make a levaya there, and the fire was there stopping them. So they saw the fire go away. He said, no. Bishvul kvar avicha leyashka, didn't listen. I say, bishvul kvar atzmucha, do, because of yon kovid istalik. Then this fire went away, and they were able to make levaya. Omar Abaya, Abaya says, lafuke, you know why they have this pillar of fire there? To keep people away, lafuke mimanda loikiyim, afil away sachas. For people that were not mekayim, they just missed even one ice of the Torah. Such people also should not go near him. Omule ravada bamasne, if so, lafuke mimanda, even against you then. To lois le makal igra, because you don't have a gate around your roof, you don't have a makah. The Gemara says it's not true. Veloy, it's not really true. Miu heavy, he had a gate around his roof, but rather, he saw Sahudi shad yizika. It just happened at that time the wind was there that knocked it down. Omer Rabbi Chanina, mifnei ma ein bali rosa lebovel. How come in Bovel you don't have people that have the sickness, this mukashkin of bali rosa with the bug in the brain? Mifnei shoichel and tradim, because they eat beets. For shosh and shecha, they drink beer. Shall his meat that have this hops his meat in it? Omer Rabbi Yechonin, if they ma ein mitzaroyim bebovel, how come people in Bovel don't have mitzaras? If they shoichel and tradin, because also they eat beets, for shosh and shecha, they drink beer, for roichtsim be may pros, and they go down and bathe themselves in the river of pras. Alright, we'll stop here.